belowtopsecret.com. Talk. Yeah, hey, man. This is Magic replying to Mr. Whoopi, Yar Coffin, and Lysergic. Yeah, yeah. And, U.M. Gauze. I can't speak English. Well, yeah, it's Mr. Whoopi, by the way. The thing with the name pronunciation, I think it's hilarious. I feel your pain. I say and you know way more than I realize. And it shows up when I listen to my own podcast. I'm going, oh, my God, listen to all the you knows. And it's a filler that we put in to keep the sound going while our brain searches for the right words. But, and Yarkofin, I believe you, I know the feeling. It's kind of ironic, too. You mentioned, like I said, you may know the language really well, but you might find yourself coming up against some obstacles in speaking it. And I know how it goes. I think part of that is my California accent. I lived in California for a long time, quite a few years of my life. And I used to speak with a Missouri accent. And so I know about what it's like to be called a hillbilly. Yeah, because that's what happened when I moved to California. So I had to stop, you know, pronouncing the word that as a two-syllable word, you know, that and thyer, and all those other cool countryisms that I actually have become rather fond of now that I can't do them anymore. Like Ewens. I always liked Ewens. That was a great word. But what, you know, things to bear in mind about this, especially in the podcasting world, you know, let's cut ourselves some slack. I think what I like Mr. Whoopi's approach about this, let's listen to our stuff and we'll learn from it. You know, that's a good thing, you know. And what was I saying again? Oh, yeah. I do the same thing. One of the things I use to remind myself when I have issues, especially when I'm feeling a little depressed or something, I listen to some of my work and I go, oh, man, I suck, is just little things like James Earl Jones. I absolutely love his voice. James Earl Jones, you know, this is CNN. And I can actually do a pretty decent James Earl Jones if I have a cold, but I can only do it when I have a cold. Then I get the really deep voice. This is CNN, or something like that. But he has a stuttering problem. You know, James Earl Jones, talk about an icon of the theater and, you know, the man with the voice. And he stutters. He has a stuttering problem. He has to overcome his stuttering problem when he's doing his voice work. So, you know, if he can get over the stuttering problem and do his voice work, then I think people like us, you know, or like me in particular, I have the thing going on. And I think we can get over it. I think we can get over it eventually. The thing is, should we really bother in casual conversation? And there's a question, you know. I mean, this is, hey, it's okay, you know, and you know. So anyway, here's how I remember how to pronounce Mr. Whoopi's name. It's Whoopi. So I think of like David Wu saying, you know, it's Whoopi, and you too, like Mr. Whoopi, can become a millionaire by distressed property. Then you too would say Whoopi because you have millions of dollars because you are leveraged because you have the distressed property. So. So there, not only have I given us a little pep talk on talking English, I have also given us the secret to becoming a millionaire by leveraging real estate. Anyway, this has been Member Magic on the topic, I can't speak English, which, yeah. Oh, and Lysergic. Dude, you're so radical. I love it. All right. So this was Magic. Peace out, yo.